This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
We launch here into the second hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves with you in the studio. It's Ian,
DJ the Spy,
and Daryl.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And they're all completely free. You get to actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. It's a Reddit-based system. You find some sort of thing online that you think's interesting, a news story, YouTube video, maybe something you think's funny, whatever you want to submit to the front page of our site. Other listeners will then see it, they'll vote on them, and then the most voted up will be at the top of the page. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Coming up here tonight, we should talk more about this Daryl guy, the other Daryl.
Daryl Castle.
Who was running for president. He got the nomination of the Constitution Party, and he's claiming to be more libertarian than Libertarian Party presidential candidate Gary Johnson.
Yes.
Which is not that hard to be more libertarian than Gary Johnson, but is he actually telling the truth? So we'll dig into that here a little bit, especially since Rachel called in about it. And then coming up, we'll talk about panhandling. One of our listeners, Virgil Aduva from Truth Voice.
I support panhandles.
There's been an update in that case. We'll talk more about that here in moments. Sarah, first, though, in hour number two here on Free Talk Live. You're in Albuquerque. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, hey. There was a lady with the most unpaid red light camera tickets, which was 97, and she was on the news and laughing about it. Her
good.
Name was Heather Gray.
Yes.
Yeah, she was laughing about it. She thought it was funny. I guess it took a lot of work to tore up 97 tickets, and it was about 8 years ago, and there was a white older lady. And my question is, you asked me how come they would speed up and kill you and two cars run over the same person. Well, this is the reason why. There's no consequences to tear up all the traffic, speeding tickets, red light camera tickets. And they were supposed to put this on the credit. Like, it's supposed to, like, hurt your credit when you went to buy something. But she was laughing about it, so I wonder.
What does that have to do with running someone over twice in a row? What does someone not paying a red light ticket have to do with that? I'm missing that connection. Is it just me tonight, or are callers disjointed and confusing on some
cases? Well, hold
on.
Let me see. May I try?
Yeah, I'll
try.
Sure.
So I think her argument would be, people, because they're ignoring the red light tickets and not paying the fine, they're saying, oh, well, who cares about this red light ticket? They're going ahead and speeding, and that's why people are getting run over, is because people aren't being safe, responsible drivers, because they're just not caring. They don't care about the red light camera tickets.
Okay. All right. Well, is that right, Sarah? Is his interpretation?
Did I nail it? Or did I get close?
Right. It's the whole thought of they run a red light, they speed, but just
so they're just scofflaws in general. So you believe someone who will run a red light and speed is also more likely to run someone over after they've already been run over by someone else.
That's great. Or they speed up.
Well, thank goodness.
Oh, this must be a speed bump. A really fleshy speed bump that's not painted yellow at all.
Right. I think there's a difference between someone who is completely lawless and someone who just doesn't care about stupid prohibitions.
Well, the woman who ran over her cheating husband 10 times with her car claimed that she thought it was a speed bump.
Isn't there a song about that?
No, that's a real case. That was in loweringthebar.net.
Oh, wow. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, just because I don't obey all the stupid traffic rules, like, you know, today I was driving and turned left at a red light.
You may or may not have.
Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, I've admitted to these things before. If Keene Police wants to go ahead and find me for that, they're welcome to. But they don't even know where I was. So
you were in Keene. That's good enough for them. Somewhere in Keene, Ian
did
run a red light.
To have them issue
he admitted to it on the radio. So
you know, here's my advice.
Guilty.
If you're about to file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, don't bother paying the toll. Like, well, it depends on the state. Now, here's the problem. Some states consider if you run through the Easy Pass in Chapter 7 bankruptcy, it's a toll, you can discharge it in your bankruptcy. If it's a fine, then you can't discharge it, like if it's a traffic fine. So what's the difference between a toll and a fine?
The name.
Well, it's the courts go by intent. So if the intent is to punish you, like if you run a toll without paying and that you're in, and they issue a $25 fine to discourage you from running the toll, you can't discharge that. But if they charge you, if the toll is like 50 cents and they charge you a $25 administrative fee to do that toll by plate thing. So I know EasyPass, if you don't have EasyPass and you go through, sometimes they'll send you a bill in the mail, and as long as you pay it, it's no big deal. And they'll charge like $2-3 to handle the paperwork. Well, that's not a fine. That's an administrative fee. So, of course, it gets really complicated in birth. But I say, yeah, in general, you know, if it's okay to not pay your tolls if you're going to file for bankruptcy. If they're tolls, you can't discharge fines. And that's where you can get into big trouble if the city tries to say, oh, no, these are fines for running the toll without Easy Pass.
Right. So the government won't let you out of most of their fines. But everybody else has to. Now, Daryl, did you want to talk about your ticket, or is that still for off the air at this point?
I'd rather not talk about it yet because, like, I'm still confused about exactly the how and the whatnot.
All we'll say then is that Daryl got a mystery ticket, but that's all I think that we can really say at this point. And when you can talk about it, we definitely should.
Yes.
So toll free number tonight, you'll probably see it, I would think, later on at some point, TJ. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Let's get deeper into this Constitution Party guy, Daryl.
Daryl Castle.
Different Daryl. Daryl Castle, spelled differently. Daryl spelled differently.
Yes, his has an E and two L's.
Right. Okay. So he was nominated by the Constitution Party. You said he was their VP candidate in 2008. This year he's their presidential candidate. We have Rachel on the line, who is very well informed on the Constitution Party. She called in to basically let us know some of the really scary stuff they've got in their platform.
Yes.
Prohibiting gay marriage, fear of any kind of...
Well, let me just read the third paragraph, and it's a one-sentence paragraph.
From where?
From the Constitution Party's preamble of their platform.
All right.
The goal of the Constitution Party is to restore American jurisprudence to its biblical foundations and to limit the federal government to its constitutional boundaries.
So they want, what was it that Rachel said, biblical Sharia law?
Basically, they want Christian Sharia law.
Yeah.
In the very first sentence, they say the Constitution Party gratefully acknowledges the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as creator, preserver, and ruler of the universe and of these United States. So, like,
well, he's not doing a very good job.
They start off by basically sounding very theocratic in their platform.
Yeah. Well, so if Jesus is the ruler of the United States, he's really dropping the ball, right? Because, I mean, if Jesus was actually in charge of the United States, then, well, they should, like, turn the other cheek when they get attacked rather than bombing people around the world and killing innocent
people. Right, you would, you know, help the people. You would be that good Samaritan.
Right.
Which, you know, let me give some historical context, because most people, they have heard, you know, like, oh, good Samaritan law, I know what that is. That means, like, you know, be a decent person to somebody. But Samaritans, back in Hebrew times, they were looked down upon as, like, the lowest of the low.
Hmm.
It would be akin to now someone giving the parable of the illegal immigrant. Of, you know, like, somebody that most people just look down on, and they're like, oh, yeah, they're just, like, you know, horrible, despicable humans.
Okay.
So where Daryl Castle makes the statement about he might be more libertarian than the Libertarian Party nominees was in an interview that he did with a website called Liberty Hangout. And the question was, with the nomination of Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, many libertarians, myself included, that being the person doing this interview, says many libertarians, including me, are feeling disenfranchised.
Mm-hmm.
What is your pitch to those voters? Why should libertarians support you? Castle responds, libertarians should support me because I am more libertarian than the two candidates of that party. They are both CFR members, both open
CFR
borders.
CFR being the Council
on Regulations?
No, Council on Foreign Relations.
Okay, thank you.
They are both CFR members, both open borders and pro-abortion. I'm the opposite on those issues while holding libertarian views on many others.
So he's closed borders and against choice.
pro-life and against people coming across borders.
I suspect this guy would like to put someone in a prison cell if they get an abortion, or perhaps even kill them.
Probably he would want a punishment against the doctor, not the person seeking the procedure.
Still scary stuff. 855-453.
There's more.
Oh, I bet there is. 855-450-3733. Who's more libertarian? Well, not really any of the presidential candidates are libertarian this year. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the Independence Day edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provides you a loan of up to $35,000. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. As we continue here, we're discussing the Libertarian Party presidential candidate as compared to the Constitution Party presidential candidate,
who's
claiming in at least one interview with a Liberty publication or show of some sort, he's claiming to be more libertarian than the Libertarian Party candidate.
Okay, now for the listeners, I know the answer, but like, what is a libertarian? Because
good
a
question.
Lot of people think, oh, it means they like to smoke pot. Which a lot of libertarians do like to smoke pot, but a lot of libertarians don't smoke pot.
Correct.
But the question is not whether you smoke pot or not. It's how do we view who should be in control of whether you smoke pot or not. It's so I would say the one defining feature, if you want to call yourself a libertarian, is who owns your body. And, you know, if you think that the government has in any way the power to tell you to what you can put in your own body, you're not a libertarian.
So I'm not saying that would definitely make somebody a liberty-minded person, at least on that issue. The general statement about libertarians is that they adhere to the non-aggression principle, which extends to more than just your body. It also extends to the things that you own, like your business, for instance.
And interactions with other people.
Right. So not only should you be left alone and do what you want with your body as far as putting things into it, but also the things that you create from your efforts should also be protected and should be considered yours and not subject to taxation and confiscation and that sort of thing. So if you believe that, you know, people should be able to live their lives how they want, so long as they don't bring harm to another human being, then that generally would make you a libertarian.
And I mean, like a lot of people I notice, they have this tendency that I think that's weird and strange, and I don't like it. There needs to be a law against it. So we've noticed that a lot of government-oriented people, that seems to be their mindset, whether they're Republican or Democrat.
There ought to be a law.
There's a problem, and we need the government to solve it. And it's just like, and it's very hard to tease apart these arguments because the other thing I'd like to mention is that there's a difference between how things work in school. Like in school, we're taught, you always have the right to a fair trial and you get a public defender. And I always thought it would be better just instead of telling kids how the court system works, take them down and show them how the court system works. Watch those guilty plea, guilty, guilty, guilty. Okay, now if you don't plead guilty, we're going to stack on 5 more charges until you plead guilty. And you're going to be in jail in pretrial confinement because you can't afford the $100,000 bond. So you better plead guilty and you can go home today. But if you keep trying to ask for a trial, you're going to be in pretrial confinement in jail for another 2 years, and then the jury will have a 90% chance of convicting you because the you're only allowed to present whatever evidence the judge thinks you're allowed to present. So it's just that's just a little side there.
I've got a 2-question quiz to determine whether or not someone actually supports liberty.
All right.
Okay.
Where did this come from?
It came from my brain.
Okay.
I created this 2-question quiz.
Okay.
Do you believe that everyone has the same rights?
Yes.
Should I legally be allowed to do anything I want as long as I do not cause unjust harm to another person?
And, that, of course, I will stipulate that a lot of us will quibble what is unjust harm. But, yes, I agree with that sentiment. You know, as long as we understand a lot of people are going to disagree of what is unjust harm. So, yeah, I agree.
And then I say, if your answer to either question is anything other than yes, you cannot rightly claim to support liberty. Because if you say, well, no, you shouldn't be allowed to do what you want because, you might harm society if you smoke that plant. Or you might harm society if you gamble your own money.
Well, the classic objection, say, to legalizing drugs from some is that, well, it isn't a victimless crime. Because
society is the victim.
They'll get more specific sometimes. They'll say your family.
Yeah.
Your friends. You know, if you're a drug addict, Like if it's somebody who's destroying their life, you know, life with methamphetamine or heroin or some powerful drug they're addicted to, they...
Then a lot of times they got addicted to because a doctor wrote them a prescription.
That does happen. But the person who supports the war on drugs will say, well, that's not just them putting a drug in their own body. They're destroying their relationships. They're hurting their family members. Yes. So they are harming another person.
Of course, as a liberty person... You know, sure, you're free to not associate with an addict. If somebody in your life is a heroin addict, you're free to say, well, you know, I'm not going to throw you in a cage. I don't think the government should throw you in a cage. But at the same time, you're not welcome in my business. So if a business wanted to drug test all of its customers and say you're not allowed to buy a donut until you pee in the cup, well, no, why not? I mean, that would be how a free market economy would work is... You know, maybe
I suspect they'd go out of business real fast.
Well, yes. So they're like most businesses really don't care if you use drugs. They care if their employees use drugs.
I mean, imagine
while on the clock,
and it's
I mean, baked goods. They've got to have a large portion of their customers who are stoners.
Yes,
they've got the word baked right in their product.
But you seem like I think this is where I mean, never doubt the damage that well-intentioned people can do when they get in positions of power. So sure. I have no doubt when we go and testify, all these prohibitionists, I have no doubt they sincerely want to help addicts. They want to help people.
I think some of them want to kill addicts. I mean,
I'd like to think the best of everyone. I'd like to think that people have good intentions.
Some of them do want to help, but that's the thing. They don't see how their war on drugs is actually hurting the very people that they intend to help. And it sounds like this guy with the Constitution Party might actually be good on the drug war, but he doesn't sound like he's very good on a lot of other things.
So let's get back to the interview here.
Let's do that, but first, let's bring Aaron on the line first. He's in Indianapolis listening via TuneIn online. Hello, Aaron. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys.
Hey there.
How are you? Hey,
super. Go ahead.
I had a question about something you guys put on your Facebook feed. It was either earlier today or sometime late yesterday. You guys had posted some graphic about not voting or encouraging people not to vote, I guess. And I was kind of confused because you guys have been pretty big supporters of the Free State Project, right?
I mean, I don't support the Free State Project anymore since they kicked me out of their events. I still support the idea of moving people to New Hampshire who love liberty. I support that.
Okay. Well, then I guess my question is, I feel like there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance in the fact that the goal should be to move a certain number of people to a local geographical area so that they can elect freedom-oriented politicians and things like that, but at the same time, it seems like you guys are advocating not participating in the process.
So I think we need to clarify something here. I see where you're coming from. I can understand the confusion. I don't know what you're talking about, which thing was posted about voting, but just to clarify, when you look at a Facebook page, there are usually, on a bigger page, there's usually going to be more than one administrator of that page. And if you've listened to the show for a while, you know there's disagreement among hosts on various different issues on this program. So just because one host posts something about not voting doesn't mean that that is something that every host is behind. I plan on voting this year. Daryl, I suspect you will as well. But if you want to continue the discussion, Aaron, stand by. We can do that. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is LRN.FM. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
TJ the Spy,
and Daryl.
Tired of governments murdering people around the world?
Yes.
Stop
yes.
using their money. There is an alternative to government money. It's Bitcoin. It's a stateless, free market, non-political currency. It cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. And by using the government's money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You've got an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. We've got Aaron. He's on the line with us here in Indianapolis. He saw a post on our Facebook page, Free Talk Live's Facebook page, and I did have to scroll back to about 24 hours ago before I could find the post you were talking about. It was posted last night by R. Lee Wrights, and he is a libertarian. He's not a host of Free Talk Live. He actually ran for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination back in 2012. He was the second-place vote-getter to Gary Johnson, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yes.
And I think he actually reached out to us and said he wanted to help with the Facebook page, and so Mark was sort of running the Facebook page, basically, and he was more than happy to accept the assistance. So Arlie writes probably posts more on our Facebook page than any of the hosts do. He's pretty prolific. He really seems to enjoy doing it. And I think that unless he's completely changed his view in the last 4 years, considering Arlie writes actually ran for political office, I would think that means he's not opposed to people voting for people running for political office, unless he's become a radical non-voting anarchist within the last 4 years.
He was pretty radical 4 years ago anyway, and I have corresponded with him because I was really interested in getting his endorsement during my run,
right.
And his response to me was that he was basically now apolitical.
Oh, really? So maybe he has gone all the way over there. All right, so that, I hope that explains, Aaron, that you know, just because you see something on the Free Talk Live Facebook page doesn't necessarily mean it was posted by one of us. Frequently, that does mean that. But just because one of us posts something doesn't mean that all of us agree. So we'll have disagreements on the air here, and if you've listened for a while, you know that.
I've heard that. I didn't know if the Facebook was more of a reflection of your show or, I mean, a lot of the underlying, what do you call it, political philosophy or whatever seems to be the same, and I'm definitely a supporter of all of that, but
mm-hmm.
I was a little perturbed by it, and it just kind of seemed like, well, have they changed? I was trying to figure if there was something changed up in everybody's mind or something, and
no.
Daryl, I love you. If I could have a bit of a man crush on you.
Aww.
I mean, I'm not gay, but if I was, I think
it's the first time for everything.
I'm flattered.
I love you.
I'm speechless, and that's a rare occurrence.
It's a man crush. Hey, it's totally. Hey, no homo, man. It's all you guys. I love how straight dudes like, dude, you know, I really, you know, love you, and they're trying to say it awkwardly, and I'm like, just you know, dude, Daryl, I love you, man. Not in a sexual way, but in like a very friendly. I admire and respect your efforts. It's actually kind of invigorating to watch you run for president. I'm like, damn, that guy has a lot of energy. I could never do what he does. So,
well,
thank you.
I like you a lot. You're probably my favorite host on there, and.
Cool.
I was trying to. Do you have your own show, or do you just do like a 5 minute podcast?
Both. So I've got the daily 5 minute newscast that I've been producing for a couple of years, and then I've got a thrice weekly half hour show that I do called Peace Love Liberty Radio.
Okay.
All of those can be found on fppradio.com.
Okay. fppradio.
I guess I was cyber stalking you, so or you know, proverbially speaking.
There you go, Aaron. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the kind words. Appreciate that. And we'll actually, I'll read the post so that way listeners know exactly what he was referring to.
Yes.
This was published yesterday on the Free Talk Live Facebook page by Arlie Wrights. But the thing with the Facebook pages is it shows us because we're administrators who posted what, but the users cannot see who posted what on the Facebook page.
Correct.
Anyway, going on here, quote, for perhaps most self-described libertarians, supporting any politician is an uneasy exercise in bullet-biting pragmatism, premised on the idea that we ought to support the most libertarian individual in the race, even if that person is really not very libertarian. The author has, as it happens, spent years arguing against this view, suggesting that abstaining from the voting booth is a perfectly acceptable choice for the liberty contingent, and many non-voting libertarians do just that, despite the fact that a libertarian party has existed and run candidates since the early 1970s. The party's first ticket featured philosopher John Hospers and Toni Nathan, the first woman and the first Jew to receive an electoral vote in a presidential election. For a large segment of the liberty movement, a libertarian political party has always seemed to be a contradiction in terms.
Hospers was also the first openly homosexual person to ever receive an electoral vote.
So, there are some libertarians who just feel like they don't want to vote. And
some view it as actually an act of violence or an aggression.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Here's why I think it's like, if I vote, and, you know, the thing is, no matter what happens, there's 50% of the population that disagree with me. So even if I get my way, I'm forcing my way on the other 51% or the other 49%. It is one of those things that... I mean, I don't vote because economically, I think it's a terrible investment of your time if you have to spend an hour to go to the polls.
And I don't know where you're spending an hour at the polls.
You have to drive down there.
10 minutes.
drive down there, cast your ballot, drive back.
10 minutes, half hour.
Okay, half hour. You spend half an hour, and so in that half hour, you could have made $10. So you're spending $10 to cast a vote that in the...
Statistically insignificant.
Statistically is very, very, very unlikely to make any difference in any election, even your local elections.
In local elections, there have been people who've won and ballot issues that have won or lost by one vote here in New Hampshire.
Correct.
We've
yes.
seen that happen. So I tend to support voting on a local level because
yes.
we actually do have principled candidates. It's not violence to vote for someone because you want to reduce violence. It's not violence to...
Or if the ballot option is, do you want to cut taxes by 10%? And you say yes.
Yeah, I mean, to say that it's violence because the system coerces people, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
The vote itself is not violence. You're not actually voting for violence unless you're voting for violence. If you're voting for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump because you want to invade, you know, some other country or whatever, then you're voting for violence
yeah.
in that particular case. If you're voting for a candidate because you want to minimize the damage done, then you're voting for the lesser of the evils. Arguably, you could still be voting for someone who will use the system for violent purposes, but I think it's the intention of the voter that really matters there.
Well, you know, I always like to say we have a very weird kind of voting because, like, if I say, you know, hey, where do we want to eat tonight, guys? Let's all vote on it. And you two say, hey, let's go to Applebee's. Well, I say, well, I don't want Applebee's. I'm going to go to Taco Bell. Normally, you say, okay, you can go to Taco Bell. We'll go to Applebee's. But if, you know, imagine government voting applied to us, it'd be like, no, we all voted on it.
You have to come to
Applebee's with us, even though you don't want to go. And I'll say, okay, I'll go, but I won't order anything. No. Even if you don't order anything, you still have to pay for it. So you're going to not only go to a restaurant that you don't want to go to,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to pay for our meals that you didn't even want to eat, that you didn't even partake in. That is a good analogy for what government is.
Sure.
Is that I have to, no matter who I vote, well,
whether I vote or not,
I'm having to spend a lot of my money for things that I totally disagree with.
Yes.
And you know what? This is where I actually am strange bedfellows with, like, conservative Christians. They don't want to spend money for certain things, and I don't want to spend money for certain things either. So we both have this problem. We're being forced to pay for stuff that both of us find abhorrent, that we would never support if we had a free choice. And so we all end up walking away unhappy because we all feel like we're getting a raw deal of I'm being
sure.
forced to spend money to teach kids about abortion, or I'm being forced to spend money for public parks and I don't use public parks. And this is one of the problems, is that when people who are forced to pay for it don't use the stuff because, you know, you understand, so that's my...
But to blame the voters and to say that voting is violence, it's an inaccurate statement. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Look, if you don't want to vote, don't vote. But don't act like that's going to change anything. Because as long as you're paying taxes, as long as you're obeying them, the system will perpetuate. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Thank you to everyone who had signed up for our Head Talker campaign at share.lrn.fm. That notice went out today. We got 112 out of 100, which our original goal was 200, but it turned out it was a lot harder to get people to sign up for this thing than we thought that it was. But we had a fairly large reach of people on social media who saw the campaign today for the Free Talk Live LRN.FM satellite fundraiser. So I don't know if it really helped that much. I don't know. Daryl, you've used the Head Talker campaign a couple times for your presidential campaign and kind of getting the word out about some stuff that you were doing there. Do you feel like it was worth it?
I really don't know because I don't know what to compare it to, and it's one of those things of you never really can tell if it quote unquote
if it works because you can't compare A to B.
What sort of response would I have gotten if I didn't do this?
Right. Well, I can tell you that Indiegogo does send notices when people contribute to the campaign, and since noon today, when the Head Talker campaign went out, we've had no contributions. So, I mean, people don't necessarily give the first time they're asked to give.
Right, and the way social media works, sometimes people won't see something right away. They'll see it tomorrow, and then they see, oh, this was posted yesterday. Because I know that's how I see stuff in my feed, where I'll see something, and then I'll realize it was posted like 18 hours ago.
Usually, though, when you're on social media, you're more likely to see the stuff that was posted recently, though, right? Like, that you see the fresh stuff. Not the old.
I've got it set to show new stuff.
Huh, okay.
But sometimes I'll see something because, you know, like somebody will have commented on something and
older.
So then it bumps up.
Right. So thank you to everybody who was willing to give that a try. Whether it was worth spending 2 weeks promoting the Head Talker as opposed to 2 weeks promoting the actual fundraiser, I don't know. So now we're going to promote the actual fundraiser.
Yes.
Through to the end of said fundraiser, which is, I don't even know the date offhand, but it's several weeks away still at this point, because I set it for a 60-day fundraiser. So if you go to fund.freetalklive.com or fund.lrn.fm, that'll take you right to the Indiegogo campaign, which explains to you the idea of the satellite fundraiser and how we're currently broadcasting on satellite to North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. We'd love to add Europe to that, but in order to do that, it's going to take more money. It's going to take probably twice as much as what we have been spending on Africa, North and Central America, because the European satellite in question is much more popular. There are more channels, more potential viewers, that kind of thing. So.
And it's not just Europe. I'm looking at this thing, and it's a little bit of North Africa.
Yep.
And most of the Middle East and
correct.
A large chunk of Russia and all of Turkey. Which,
it's a big signal.
Yeah, pretty big signal.
So we could do this, but we need your help. So please go to fund.lrn.fm. That's fund.lrn.fm. You can contribute there. You can contribute as little as, I don't know what the minimum is, but it's pretty low, probably $5 or something like that, to as much as you want. And there's different perks for those of you who are willing to do that kind of thing. There's a perk that will actually allow you to sit in studio on your favorite LRN.fm show. You can choose between Anarchast, Angel Clark, Flaming Freedom, Freedom Fiends, Free Talk Live, Godless Liberty, Johnny Rocket Launchpad, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, The Crypto Show, The Don't Comply Show, The Paul Dwayne Show, and You, Me, and BTC. So you choose if you want to do that. You can, that's one of the perks over at fund.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, TJ, and Daryl. Oh.
This is July 4th. And if,
it is Independence Day, sir, yes.
Right. And if I have a wish for July 4th, because the idea for this thing happened, you know, a local radio station, WOR-17, and the lady was asking reactions about what would you wish for this July 4th, America's birthday? If Alice Stockton Rossini ever came to me, the few words I would have said is, I need to be delivered from Obama. Okay.
If who came to you?
If Jesus Christ came to you, who would you need to be delivered from? I need to be delivered from Obama is what I got.
No, no, that's not Jesus Christ. Not
okay.
Don't be
who? Well, Ralph, your accent's kind of sick. I'm trying
to understand. It's hard to understand. So who is it that would come to you and you'd want to get saved from Obama?
They were asking question or reaction from people in the state about what their wish would be on.
So like a genie, like a genie in a bottle. You rub the genie, rub the bottle, and then he, you know, genie pops out, and you say.
Most people rub the bottle, not the genie.
The genie. Well, you know, some people that might be their wish is to be able to. Might be into genies, the genie fetish.
Okay, can I go on the whole mythology and the whole?
I guess it depends on which genie, right? There's the genie from Aladdin. There's I Dream of Genie.
She was kind of hot.
Yes, she was.
My brother actually had a crush on her, so.
Yeah. So you want to get rid of Barack Obama. But just, you know, don't forget, even if you were to get rid of Barack Obama, all of a sudden, you still got the vice president, Joe Biden, who would just take his position. So what's the difference?
The difference will be night and day, I suppose.
You think there's that big of a difference between those two people?
I would like
that. They've got completely different pigmentation of their skin.
At the very least, we know who Joe Biden is. At the very least. Okay?
What do you mean you know who he is? He's another lying politician, just like George Bush and Barack Obama.
Okay, all right. With regard to Obama, the mythology and the legacy of this man is built on a lie. And on that regard.
Of course, he's a politician. They're all liars.
On that regard, the letter that I sent to President Duterte stated the line along the thoughts of the line that you can never trust this Negro.
You can never trust what?
The Negro.
Oh my God! You're so racist. That's what this is about. That's why you'd be okay. That's why you'd be okay with Biden.
Old school racist, because normally there's the code. So the Negro, that's like a '60s word. That was what they used back in the '60s. I think we.
How old are you, Ralph?
That's Why is that relevant?
I'm just curious. How old are you?
I'm in my 50s.
50s.
Okay.
Right. What? Continuing on to that.
So you're okay with Joe Biden taking over because he's a white guy?
No, that's what this is about? Let me go on my thoughts. Unfortunately, President Duterte has 6 months to deal with this animal, okay?
Duterte, the man who was elected president down there,
Filipino Donald Trump,
in the Philippines, who has promised to
he had
promised to execute criminals in the streets, have police execute people, no trial, okay. No arrest, just execute them.
We do that here in the United States.
But at least here they put on the airs of a trial.
They pretend like, you shouldn't have done that, officer, and they pretend to prosecute him.
And when Duterte was the mayor of some town, there was a prison riot or something, and somebody got raped, and he said he should have been the one that got to rape him first.
That's exactly what he said. Well, something close to that, yeah. Because he was the mayor, he should have had first crack at the rape victim, which was really sick. But yet, then he went on to become even more popular in the polls and win the election. Ralph, any other thoughts you want to share on Duterte? Go ahead.
This Sunday morning stone coming from all of you. We can't pretend that crime doesn't happen in America, right?
Crime happens in America.
I don't think we ever said that it doesn't.
But you don't, in America, you don't get to just execute somebody on the streets.
And how is that being dealt with, Playtale, over in Baltimore? There's a book right now by Ethan McDonald called War on Cops.
War on Cops. What a load. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll-free number, 855-453.
I like Ralph.
855-450-3733. War on Cops. There's no war on cops.
According to Fox News, there is.
If there were a war on cops, the cops would be dying at some greater number than...
No, it's a very safe profession, thanks to ballistic vests and the Humvees and the tanks and the...
and thanks to the fact that really it's not particularly dangerous compared to, say, logging or, you know, being a
taxi cab driver in D.C.
What were some of the other, the construction worker, I think, roofer?
Working on a fishing boat.
Yeah. There's a lot of jobs that are more dangerous than being a cop.
Well, you know, being a cop in the United States is very safe. Being a cop in, say, El Salvador or Mexico could actually be very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
So,
right, but Fox News doesn't care about the El Salvadorian cops.
Yeah.
They don't care about the Honduran cops. They're not talking about the war on cops in Costa freaking Rica.
Yeah, if there were a same thing with there's not really a war on drugs or a war over drugs. It is really a war on people because the drug dealers, if they were to fight back, the drug gangs are well
funded.
They
do. In fact, the drug deal, that was the whole thing, if you were narco-cultura, the drug dealers were actually becoming cops. The cartel members were becoming the cops.
That way they can let their shipments
through. Exactly.
Because it's easier to co-opt them rather than to fight them. But if they wanted to fight, they are well funded, and the drug dealers could probably do a pretty good job of actually fighting a war of drugs. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.